إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. And whoever Allah causes to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and he has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worship and his final messenger. أَمَّا بَعْدْ أَيُّهَا الْعِبَادْ. From those matters which increase a person's certainty, yaqeen and iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his tawheed is to look and contemplate the signs and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no creation upon this earth except that it shows us and proves to us the existence of Allah and the tawheed of Allah. And for this reason, every Muslim has been ordered to look at creation and contemplate and think over creation, so he can increase in his iman and increase in his certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The poet said, وَلِلَّهِ فِي كُلِّ تَحْرِيكَةٍ وَفِي كُلِّ تَسْكِينَةٍ شَاهِدُ وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدُ. The poet, he said, وَلِلَّهِ فِي كُلِّ تَحْرِيكَةٍ. For Allah, in every movement, there is a sign for him. Anything which moves, this is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِي كُلِّ تَسْكِينَةٍ. And in every moment of stillness, when something does not move, even this is a sign regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٍ. And in everything which you see, there is a sign for Allah. تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدُ. And this sign, it proves and shows us that Allah is one and alone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered us to contemplate about creation. He said, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. That in the earth, there are signs for those people of certainty in Allah. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. And even in yourselves, your creation, there is a sign of Allah if you look and if you think. He said, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. In the earth, there are signs for the people of yaqeen. Whoever looks around him and he sees the mountains and he thinks about the trees and he notices the clouds and the water and he realizes the power of the oceans and he looks at the greatness of the volcanoes, all of this is a sign for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person thinks about the kingdom of the birds, the kingdom of the animals, the kingdom of the plants, all of this is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. And also if you look to your own selves, even if you don't look around you, just consider your own creation, also is a sign of Allah. So a person looks in the mirror and he sees how Allah has created him in perfect harmony, perfect organization, each limb fulfilling a task, you will see the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or look around you, look at the people and how they differ in languages. Look at people and how they all differ in their color. Consider how each person has a different want, a different desire. How the strength of one person is the weakness of another person. How skills, how abilities differ amongst the people. How the people's intellects and how the people's thinking differs. All of this is a sign of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you should know, O brothers and sisters, that contemplating over the creation and taking a sign from this does not require for you to be a great scientist or a great academic. Even the most simple of people, the fitrah, the natural state which Allah has created you upon, and this aqal, this intellect which Allah has given you, this will show you the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this reason, when that Bedouin man in the desert looks after camels and donkeys and cattle, never studied in his life, cannot read nor write, and it was said to him, prove to us the existence of the Creator. What did he say? He said, Al-bi'ratu tadullu ala al-ba'ir. The existence of a young camel, it proves to me the existence of the mother camel. He doesn't know science, but he sees around him camels. When he sees a young child camel, he knows that this camel did not occur out of coincidence. Rather, there is something which was there for this to happen, and it was a she camel. He said, وَالرَّوْثَةُ تَدُلُّ عَلَى الْحَمِيرِ. And the dung or the droppings on the sand, they're only there because of animals, because of the donkey which did that, the droppings. They didn't occur as a pure coincidence or evolution. Rather, it is because of a sequence of events. So he used the dung and the droppings as a proof of the existence of a donkey. He said, وَالْقَدَمُ يَدُلُّ عَلَى الْمَسِيرِ. And the footsteps on the sand, they didn't just occur out of coincidence or evolution. Rather, it shows and it proves the existence of those who were walking. Those who were walking, they made those footsteps. And then he said, فَالسَّمَاءُ ذَاتِ الْأَبْرَاجِ. And so now I look at the sky, and the sky with its many beautiful stars. وَالْأَرْضُ ذَاتِ الْأَفْجَاجِ. And I look at the land around me, and the mountains and the mountain passes and everything which has been created. He said, أَلَا تَدُلُّ عَلَى صَانِعَ الْخَبِيرِ. Does this not prove the existence of the one who fashioned all of this and created all of this? And he is the all-informed? So the Muslim is ordered to look and contemplate into the creation. أَوَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا فِي مَلَكُوتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Do they not look into, do they not contemplate the kingdom of the heavens and the earth? وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And everything which Allah has created. You as a Muslim, you should not be from those people who pass by the creation of Allah day after day, sign after sign, and yet your iman does not increase. You don't think about the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be like those people whom Allah condemned in the Quran because they see the creation of Allah and yet they do not ponder. He said, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. How many signs from the heavens and the earth passes by them day after day? وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. And yet they are turning away from these signs. It doesn't cause them to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One night, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sitting, and all of a sudden he went still, because revelation was coming down to him. He then turned to his companions. He said, قَدْ نَزَلَتْ عَلَيَّ اللَّيْلَ آيَاتْ. That certain ayat have been revealed to me on this night. He said, وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ قَرَأَهَا وَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرْ فِيهَا. وَيْلٌ. Woe be to the person who reads these ayat of the Quran and he does not ponder about them. He does not think about them. And then he recited, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. And the changing of the night and the day. لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Are signs for the people of intelligence. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا. They are those people who remember Allah when they are standing. When they are standing and they see something, they remember Allah. وَقُعُودًا. And when they are sitting, they remember Allah. وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. And even when they are lying on their sides and they see something from the creation of Allah, they remember Allah. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They are those who ponder over the creation of the skies and the earth. And then they say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. O our Lord, you did not create all of this out of vanity, falsehood, without any purpose. Subhanak, glorified are you. How perfect are you. You have no weakness, no deficiency. Faqina adhab an-nar. So save us from the punishment of the fire. Ibadallah, ikhwat al-Islam, from the great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which He has created and which shows us the greatness of His ability and that everything is in His control, under His control, is the sun and the moon. This sun, which we see especially in these days, shining bright in front of our eyes, warm, scorching the earth. This is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this moon which we see at night and how it illuminates the night, this is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything Allah has created in a perfect orbit, in a perfect organization. Consider the earth. It is only one planet from amongst many other planets. Our planet earth, Allah has placed it perfectly for life to occur upon this earth. If this earth was a little bit closer to the sun, it would burn and no life would exist. If this earth was slightly more distant from the sun, then it would freeze and there would be no life upon this earth. Yet Allah has placed it in its perfect position. There are other planets which are closer than the earth. There's no life on them. Why? Because they are too close to the sun. There are other planets which are farther away from the sun than us. And yet there's no life upon them. Why? Because they are too far from the sun. And yet we see our earth green and lush with things growing and moving. Why? Because Allah placed it in a perfect position. Not too far and not too near from the sun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made for the sun and the moon a perfect organization, a perfect orbit. The sun never comes in place of the moon. The moon never comes in place of the sun. This night never comes in place of the day. The day never comes in the place of night. Every single thing Allah has organized perfectly. He said, لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ, that it is not for the sun to overtake the moon. وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقَ النَّهَارِ, and neither does the night outstrip the day. وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ, rather everything is in an orbit. Everything has been organized perfectly. He said, وَجَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ سَكَنًا, Allah has made night as a place of rest. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ حُسْبَانًا, and the sun and the moon in a perfect orbit, in a perfect, organized in a perfect manner. أَيُّهُ الْعِبَادِ, from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that the sun and the moon which we see, sometimes He changes things around as a sign of His greatness and to make the people remember Allah and to fear Him. And this is when an eclipse occurs. And Allah said, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا, we do not send with these ayat, with these signs, إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا, except to make the people fear and remember the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been announced and forecasted that an eclipse will take place today in the evening after Maghrib. And there's two types of eclipses. There's a solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse. The solar eclipse is when the moon, it obstructs the sun. It comes in place between the sun and the earth. And therefore there's no light upon the earth for a short amount of time. The lunar eclipse, Al-Khusuf, which will occur today, is when the earth obstructs the moon, meaning the moon is behind the earth. And instead of the moon being yellow as it usually is, it is orange or red. And this occurrence which occurs, it isn't a pure coincidence, without any wisdom or decree from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the people of negligence think. Those people who Allah has hardened their hearts and they have no iman and they do not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, when the eclipse occur, they become happy. They rejoice. They climb hills and mountains. They look at it with their telescopes or with their binoculars, forgetting the one who created the sun and created the earth and decreed for this eclipse to take place. The Muslim is different from the kafir when he sees the eclipse. The Muslim takes a sign from it, not merely something which is looked at. When the Muslim who believes in Allah, believes in the final day, when he sees the eclipse and how things have changed, then he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he seeks forgiveness. He repents for his sins. He remembers the akhirah, the final day, how every person will stand in front of his Lord. The day in which a person will forget his father and his mother and his wife and his children, because he is standing in front of Al-Jabbar, Al-Qahhar, Maliki Yawm al-Din. He's been questioned about his sins and his actions. The affair will be too great that day to even think about your mother and father. Even your own blood, your children, you will not think about them. Only your own state, standing naked in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person sees the eclipse, a Muslim who has taqwa, then he remembers Yawm al-Qiyamah. He remembers the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how things will change on Yawm al-Qiyamah. How the sun will be brought very close to the people. How people will be drowning in their sweat. How each person will have his deeds given to him in a scroll. How there will be the accountability and the reward and the punishment. This is how a Muslim thinks. And at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a solar eclipse it occurred, as is in the hadith of Sahihain, Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. On that day, the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ibrahim, he died on that day. He was only an infant. And then a solar eclipse happened. So the people said, فَقَالَ النَّاسُ. So the people said, كَسَفَتِ الشَّمْسِ لِمَوْتِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. That this solar eclipse, this is a sign of the death of Ibrahim, the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he corrected the people. He said, this is greater than the death or life of a person. He said, إِنَّ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ لَا يَنْكَسِفَانِ لِمَوْتِ أَحَدٍ وَلَا لِحَيَاتِهِ. That the solar, the sun and the moon, they do not become eclipsed due to the birth of anybody, even if it's his own son, or the death or the life of anybody. He said, وَلَكِنْ إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ فَصُلُّوا وَدْعُوا اللَّهِ. But if you see the eclipse, then offer your salah. If you see the eclipse, then start supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one of the narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, when the eclipse was seen, and the people thought this is a symbol of the death of his son, he said, إِنَّ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ آيَتَانِ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. That the sun and the moon, these are two signs from the signs of Allah. وَلَا يَنْكَسِفَانِ لِمَوْتِ أَحَدٍ. And they do not eclipse because of the death of a person. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُخَوِّفُ بِهِمَا عِبَادَهُ. But Allah causes fear in his people because of the eclipse. So the narrations, they mention that when the solar eclipse occurred, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam became very scared. And the people also started to become scared. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he exited his house, rushing towards the musalla, the place of prayer. He was in such a state of fear that the narration mentions that his upper garment, it fell down. And he forgot. He didn't realize that his garment had fallen down. So then he came to the musalla, the place of the prayer. And then the call was given, not the adhan. The call was given, as-salatu jami'atun, that the prayer is being congregated, i.e. the salah for the eclipse. And so the men and the women, they came to the musalla. The old and the young, they came to the musalla. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam led them in two rak'at. And he wept. And the people wept and cried over their sins and out of their fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the salah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was shown Jannah. And he was shown the fire. And he was shown many other things. And then after the salah, he turned around to the people and he gave them a sermon. And he reminded them about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to seek forgiveness from the sins. And the final day. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد. أيها المسلمون, it has been forecasted that a lunar eclipse will take place today just after Maghrib. And of course, we want to revive the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this masjid and in this town, Nelson. As I mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he offered a special salah which differs from the other salawat. And this salah, it is called Salatul Khusuf, the prayer of the eclipse, solar eclipse or lunar eclipse. However, the sunnah is not that you offer the salah because the eclipse has been forecasted by the observatories. Rather, the salah is done if we see the eclipse. So regardless of whether it has been forecasted by the observatory, if the eclipse is seen by us, then the Salatul Khusuf will take place in this masjid. And it will be after Maghrib. So if brothers generally attend Salatul Maghrib, and most likely the eclipse will take place, then we will pray Salatul Khusuf. Then immediately after, there is a short khutbah which will be delivered by our guest speaker Abu Taymiyyah Muhammad Jailani from the students from Dammaj. How is it prayed? Ummul Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha in Sahih Bukhari, she mentions how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prayed Salatul Khusuf. That he came out to the people when the sun was eclipsed and he led the prayer in Salah. فَقَامَ وَأَطَالَ الْقِيَامِ. So he stood, meaning he said Allahu Akbar. He stood in the prayer and he stood for a long time, a very long time, reciting Surah Al-Fatiha and then reciting a lot of the Qur'an. ثُمَّ رَكَعَ فَأَطَالَ الْرُكُوعِ. And then he went into ruku' and he stayed in ruku' for a very long time. ثُمَّ قَامَ فَأَقَامَ الْقِيَامِ. And then he stood up again, but he did not go into sujood. He stood up and he stayed standing for a long time, but not as long as the first standing. And then he recited more Qur'an for a long time. ثُمَّ رَكَعَ فَأَطَالَ الرُّكُوعِ. And then he went into ruku' again, and he made a lengthy ruku' but not as long as the first ruku'. Then he stood up, then he went into sujood. فَأَطَالَ السُّجُود. And then he made a long sujood. And then after the two sujood, he stood up again. When he stood up again, he stood for a very long time, reciting Surah Al-Fatiha and reciting the Qur'an, a long, long surah. Then he went into ruku', and he stood in ruku' for a long time. Then he got up again, but he did not go into sujood. فَقَامَ وَأَطَالَ الْقِيَامِ. Then he stood up and stood again for a very long time and recited more of the Qur'an, a very lengthy amount of Qur'an, but not as long as the first, second or third qiyam. Then he went to ruku' again for a long time, and then he went to sujood, and then he completed the prayer. So each rak'ah has two ruku's. And each rak'ah has two standings. And in each standing, there's a long recitation, and there's long ruku, and there's long sujood. And then after this, he turned to the people, and he gave a short admonishment, in which he advised the people regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding the hereafter. And this is how a Muslim should be. So the Muslim does not look at the greatness of creation, but he always looks at the greatness of the Creator, always. Don't look at how great the mountain is, but think about the greatness of the one who created this mountain. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma adhilla shirka wal-Mushrikeen. Allahumma dammir a'da'aka a'da' al-Din. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-Ikhlas fi al-Qawli wal-Amal. Allahumma hina muslimina wa tawaffana muslimina walhiqna bis-Salihin. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma inna nas'aluka imanan sadiqan wa yaqinan rasikhan wa tawbatan nusuha. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa al-tuqa wa al-afafa wa al-ghina. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika minan nar wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Ibadallah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Aqimis salat.